Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Louisville.
Oh, that's right. That was Meek.
Marks and Reese, we're back.
Louisville.
Yeah, that's Meek Mill.
Mm.
People don't remember. Lou Will used to, like, guest DJ on one of these stations. I don't know if it was 99 or Power 99 or the other station. Yeah, man, Lou Williams.
Did he really?
At night, yes. They gave Lou Williams a, he had, I don't know if he did it every day. I don't think he did, but he had like a couple nights out of
whenever he would want to go in and do it.
Yeah, they let him come in and be the DJ
on
the radio. He's a big music guy. I think he's a rapper, too.
Is he?
He just didn't do 40 bars. No, I think he had a little more friendly rapping. Who knows?
Well, yeah.
Everybody's a rapper now.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's just that you can. I mean, you all you need is a microphone. You can you can come up with some beat. Someone will make a beat for you. Not that difficult. Real fast here, and then we'll get to this this Eagles thing. But according to Bob Nightingale, there's another. Let me just bring it back up here. There's another casualty here in what could be another positive COVID test. The White Sox announced that their manager Rick Renteria will miss tonight's game as he undergoes COVID-19 tests after experiencing a cough and nasal congestion. He's in isolation and staying away from the team. Joe McEwing, a local, will be the interim manager.
Hmm.
So there you go.
What did he do? Oh, they don't know how he got it.
He has a bad cough, and that's the thing. Like, especially now with allergy season, you know, it's like, it goes both ways too. You think like, well, it's just allergies, and you really have it, right?
You know how long it took for me to get over if I sneeze or do anything that I need to, right? In the beginning, like, oh, Lord, I got it.
Oh, my wife's been positive 10 or 11 times so far.
Yeah, how many times have you thought you had coronavirus?
Me, just once, down in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, we both came back, I think, with, like, scratchy throats. And we're like, well, it's nice knowing you.
In Florida and on the way back. Yeah, that's how I got quarantined for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's how you got trapped in the closet.
Yeah, I felt bad because I'm like, no, I want to come back in. And Spike's like, yeah, we really don't want you to come back in at this point. There's too many people here. But, you know, get used to this because people are going to get positive. So as long as it's not an entire team going down like the Marlins or a third of the team going down, it's not that big of a deal. All right. So the Eagles are honoring Kobe Bryant. Added to the NovaCare Complex wall is Kobe's 10 rules. And this, I guess Alshon had tweeted this out. So that's how we know about it. All right, so you know, did you know Kobe's 10 rules, Ike?
I got my own 10 rules with Kobe.
Well, here's his 10 rules. Get better every single day. Mm-hmm. Prove them wrong. Work on your weaknesses. Execute what you practiced. Learn from greatness. Learn from wins and losses. Practice mindfulness. Be ambitious. # believe in your team. And learn storytelling. That is Kobe's 10 rules. It is now on the wall in the NovaCare Complex. That is awesome. What a great touch by the Eagles to get one of their great fans up there.
Love the Mamba.
Yeah.
I just don't get why the hashtag of the ninth one.
Not sure either.
Like, they all could be hashtags. I don't know why they chose the ninth one.
Hashtag believe in your
point.
Team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I don't care. The fact that Kobe's hanging in the building, that's all you need to know. Greatness has joined the NovaCare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll win another championship.
Who
now.
Spoke to the team before they won the Super Bowl?
Kobe.
Okay.
Kobe, was he wearing a Nick jersey?
Hell no, he wasn't wearing a Nick jersey.
He was wearing a Kobe jersey.
I was wearing a Kobe jersey, that's right. Yeah, Jack, do you have 10 rules that we can hang up in our studio?
Have a take. Please.
stand by your take regardless.
Go down.
I take integrity.
Be entertaining.
All right, we'll come up with your 10 rules so we can
say we don't need all them rules. We need about 3 or 4 rules. Stick to those.
Yeah, number one is have a take. Number two is please.
Stick to your take. At take integrity.
Take integrity. Yeah. Go down with your take like Nick Pivetta. First outing this year sucks.
He's the best pitcher in the field yesterday. So.
No, that's true. He was. All right, let's take some phone calls. Emil in Delaware. Emil, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? Sorry, I had you on the hold there for a second.
We got you.
The reason I was calling was, I think the only person at the station who got it right from the beginning and stuck to his gun is the king.
Howard Erskine.
What'd he say?
I love that. Yeah, I mean, he's just dead on. You know, you've had callers right before me that were talking about it. I see it every day. I work like a little bit right outside the medical field. I'm kind of like outside it, but right there.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just not following the rules. They are just not following the rules. I, in fact, on my own job, I had to actually ask somebody to actually follow the rules. And when they didn't, I stopped what I was doing, called the supervisor and said, hey, handle this. Because I got to protect my family, you know?
Yeah.
And this thing, people don't know because they're not reporting in on the news. You're hearing about all the deaths and all the case counts going up. The other stuff that's going on, and you're hearing a little bit about it, is these people are having side effects that they're not talking about.
Hearing some of it now for sure. Yeah.
They're going to haunt these people for the rest of their lives, you know? And a lot of these people, they kind of brought it on themselves. You know, by not following the rules. They're like that one caller said, he was down the shore and they're walking around, or he was at some event for his kids, soccer or baseball, and the parents are all walking around and hanging out and drinking and banging into each other, no masks, no nothing. It's scary, you know. It's a real scary thing. So I think they're all gonna end up in, you know, not making it. Actually, what they should do for baseball is the team who has like the last player standing, they should get the championship.
So it's kind of like
the World Series.
King of the Mountain. Whatever team has 9 the field the team with, they win. I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, if it gets to that point, they probably will go ahead and shut it down. I'm telling you, it's going to have to get bad.
So
this ain't going to be enough.
So we talked about how one team affected 4 teams playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a couple of teams that have a similar outbreak to the Marlins, so if you had 3 teams, that would affect 12 teams, which is over a third of the league.
Potentially,
right.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you start getting, when games are starting to be missed, there's only so much you can do to make those games up, right? Like, you're kind of running out of time. It would take, especially early on, it would take a couple of teams a really serious outbreak.
No, it had to be. Yeah, it had to be a major issue through multiple teams in order for this league to shut it down. Like the players, and baseball is different because they have a shortened season. If I look at the NFL, they have full contracts they want to get through this year to get their money.
They got a long way.
You got a long way to go before you get to your money. So
a long way.
You know.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to go down the shore not next week, but the following week.
Yeah,
now it's the vacation that long before any of this started, to get a good house down the shore. You gotta, in like January, you gotta get a house.
You gonna quarantine before you come back?
I will.
No, I'm just messing with you.
No, man. I mean I will. I won't be going to the boardwalk in Ocean City. That's for sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the beach and I'm gonna stay in the house. I'm not going anywhere else. No one wears masks on the boardwalk. Like,
yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, it is hot. That's why I'm not gonna go.
Yeah, it's hot.
I'm not dealing with those people. You kidding me? 215-592-9494. Now I will go. I will go by myself with a mask on to get some pizza. To go pick up a manco pizza.
Are they gonna be open?
Yeah. They didn't close them down for good. No, they closed down for the day.
I thought it was a tragedy.
No, they close it down for the day. I don't. They have 3 locations right on the boardwalk. I'm assuming they're back open. They better be back open. So I want some pizza.
You're going to Ocean City?
No, I'm going to Seattle.
Okay.
But it's next door. You know what I mean? It's not far. I'll drive for a Manco pizza.
Didn't the Borgata open up yesterday?
Yep. Yeah, I think they can only have 25% capacity.
Okay.
But it's something.
Yeah, I mean, it's open. I thought I saw that. They opened up yesterday.
Yeah,
I saw the slots.
Saw the same thing. Well, I would have to be able to smoke cigarettes underneath my mask like that one guy in Vegas. 215-592.
That's dedication.
Marks and Reese. We'll come back. Marks and Reese text line, and we see you on the phones. We'll get the rest of the calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WFP.
Hey, sports are back, and you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Well, I know Philadelphia, New York, Miami, Baltimore, a few teams won't be on the schedule tonight due to this weekend's happenings, but the rest of professional baseball is still underway. Big game coming up tonight. New York, the other New York team, is taking on Boston. And I tell you what, runs should be scored tonight. And I take the over in this game. Over-under is at 11.5. Combined, give me the over in this game. I expect lots of runs in this one. Now, whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while or you're new to the app, FanDuel has two great ways to win that you won't want to miss. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account, no deposits required, and no strings attached. Now, did that get your attention? Now, check this out. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. Now, that means you can place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back on your total losses. Now, what would you bet on with a day of risk-free betting? Here's what you got to do. Check out sportsbook.fanduel.com for betting lines. And if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, then you're set. Just use your $10 bonus and day of risk-free betting before they expire on August the 2nd. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then what are you waiting for? Type in FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike to get started.
Booze ready for those? We can't not during the game. We have to wait till after the game to have booze.
Yes, in L.A. I'm sure did.
That was a classic L.A. line.
He was on fire. Listen, he hasn't had an audience to perform in front of until July.
Yeah, that was a classic L.A. line right there. Can't have booze after the game.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Today, our Twitter questions have been brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is offering 5 years no interest for all diamond rings that are purchased in July. Has to be in July, though. Buy her the ring right now. Marks-Jewelers.com. Get it done. You know, Jamal Adams trade happened over the weekend, Ike, and I was stunned that the Seahawks gave away what they gave for Adams. Now, I like the player, love the player. I think Pete Carroll envisions getting the Legion of Boom back together, and he's kind of the centerpiece of rebuilding that defense. But listen, you're going to have to pay him in 2 years the kind of money that you're going to have to pay him, because now you're committed. What are you going to do, play hardball with him now and say, no, we're not going to sign you? Now you more or less have to sign him, giving up two first-round draft picks, a third, and a player, and then, you know, you got a fourth back. But, I mean, it's a lot. What did you think of the trade?
Yeah, I mean, if you're Seattle, I guess they're trying to go for it this year. I mean, the Eagles would have never, ever, ever, ever given up two first-round picks and a third-round pick for a safety who you have to turn around and pay $15 million a year to, probably with a $40 to $50 million signing bonus. Mm-hmm. That was never going to happen with the Eagles. Seattle, on the other hand, they think foolishly. And I think Pete Carroll is trying, he and John Snyder are trying to recapture what they had a decade ago, because they haven't gotten close to, I mean, not a decade, about 5-6 years. I think it was 2014. Right? Is that the year they lost to the Patriots?
Yeah, one of the
three. Well, since that game, they haven't even been back in the NFC title game. And I could be wrong, but off the top of my head, until they beat the Eagles.
Is that their first playoff win?
Last year, I think that's their first playoff win since that Super Bowl loss.
I think you're right.
So, just, I mean, they're at a point where Pete Carroll's probably getting a little older.
He's 68.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, we need to go for it now.
They think their offense is probably good enough with Russell Wilson, so they're adding.
Yeah, they're trying to add to the defense.
A lot of people think he's the top three player in the league on defense. And
top three player in the league on defense, maybe a top three safety in the league. He's not a top three player on defense. He plays a position that doesn't impact the game as much.
Well, I heard people call him the second best defensive player in the league. So,
well, that's just silly.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's a good player, but I mean, that's a lot to give up.
I mean, I can go through Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack. He's better than these guys. Like J.J. Watt, he's better than all these guys.
I don't know about J.J. Watt anymore, but yeah. I mean, listen, it's a lot to give up, and I don't think they're good enough, even with Jamal Adams. I don't think the Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Why would you want the Eagles to do it?
Well, I'm not for two first-round draft picks.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I'm glad it wasn't us. Shout out to Joe Douglas.
Yeah, how about Joe Douglas getting a
pulled off the fleece move,
getting some compensation back for him. I was just really surprised that they were able to get two first round draft picks. I would have never thought. All right, let's do the Marks and Reese text line. Brought to you by the Casino of Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play the text line.
Text line, text line, text line.
I didn't know Miami owns two Major League Baseball teams, the Marlins and, oh, the Phillies. That's right. Scott from Delco.
Wow. What the hell happened there?
Yeah, wow. Tommy down the shore doing
scared
our
the hell
text
out of
line
me
again.
With that one. Yeah, is he in the bathroom or something?
He came in hot.
My goodness.
That's a good point, though, by Scott and Delco. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys, Vince Velasquez is the Sammy Sleeves of baseball. Don't go, Jack. Am I wrong? Anthony and Pemberton.
Pemberton.
Oh, go, Jack.
Meanwhile, Gaber is sitting tan and pretty at 500. Just saying. Joe from New Hope.
Joe from New Hope.
Gaber got a couple wins this weekend.
He did. He did, yeah. If you look at the, you know, you kind of, it was funny. Didn't Aaron Nola go 5 1/3, and that's when Gabe pulled him for Hobie Milner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with 68 pitches.
Right. So Nola went 5 1/3 in the opener, and then Hobie Milner gave up the game winning home run to the Oakland Athletics the same night. So go ahead.
Between the random beeping and the crickets chirping randomly, this show has so many random background sounds. Ray in Norristown.
That's a good observation, Ray.
Ray in Norristown.
So
Norristown or Norristown?
I think it was Norristown.
Oh.
Yeah, so my beeping was my, and you can't mute it because you wouldn't want it to mute because it's sounding an alarm that my blood sugar is getting low.
Yeah, we don't want you to.
Yeah, I mean, what I had to do was I had to put the phone in the other room. So it didn't beep on the air. I can still track it on my watch, so I don't necessarily need the phone. It still tracks on my watch. As long as I have some kind of sugar to boost my sugar up, I'm good. So I'm good. Good.
Do you think Sweet Lou is more of a bone-in or a boneless guy? Elliot from Wilmington.
So is he a
Do we have to?
I would say
is he a bone-in or a boneless guy?
I would say he's a bone-in.
Yeah, I would say he's a bone-in guy.
I would agree. I think he likes legs, too.
Pause, man. Pause.
Good.
Carson's ranking is about right. I personally think Foles should be ahead of him. Alshon via Josina Anderson.
Yeah, I didn't see the tier that Foles was in, Jack, in the athletic
guard.
Where was he? Tier 10?
4.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, when you can't be a counted on franchise quarterback of your team.
How about Jimmy G in a tier 3?
Yeah, that's too high. Well, it's the top of tier 3 too. Listen, we're going to find out a lot about Jimmy G this year and just how good he is. All right. Raheem Mostert got a new contract too. Or he got it restructured, so he got some more money, so he's happy now. So the 49ers played ball with them because they know what they know they need. They know they need a running back because Jimmy G's flawed. All right, a couple phone calls. Let's go to Dominic Cherry Hill. Dom, go ahead.
Yo, guys, how you doing?
Yo, Dom.
Yo, I am so upset, and it's not even about the Phillies now. I was upset about the Phillies, but that, you know, with how they played and
me
all.
Me too.
But, I mean, are you kidding me with this list? Seriously, you got to be kidding me. You have Kyler Murray ahead of Wentz?
Yep.
This is a joke.
And Josh Allen.
I don't even want to talk about Josh Allen and how you took him over Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole issue about this list is they're leaving out Lane Johnson. They're leaving out Wentz. Ertz is too high up. I mean, it's a travesty.
Yeah, everybody's so focused. Yeah, everyone's so focused on Wentz and getting a reaction out of him not being on the list, obviously, because he's a quarterback. But how about the fact that the best right tackle in football doesn't make the top 100 list? So does all the players have that right as well?
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. We want to give them credit for not putting Wentz on the list. What about the all-pro right tackle?
I don't know. I mean,
and Brandon Brooks was what, 90-something?
Yeah, I thought that was being because a lot of people say
so. Brandon Brooks barely made the list at 98.
Isn't he consensus at least the one or two top right guards in football?
According to PFF, the best guard in football. Mm.
PFF never lies.
See, it just goes to show you players don't always know what they're talking about. That's good and bad.
Daryl in Downtown, make it quick, Daryl. Go ahead.
All right, real quick. Ike, I busted your chops about a month ago about your Waterworld pick for Kevin Costner.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you one. An early Costner movie, No Way Out, with Gene Hackman and Fred Thompson. It's like a spy movie.
Love Fred
You'll
Thompson.
Love it. Check it out.
Yeah, that's actually, Daryl, been recommended to me by a few people. I've never seen No Way Out.
No.
No,
but, me neither.
But there's been enough people, and anytime a Costner conversation comes up, and I go to my Waterworld, and he stinks and everything else, then people are like, "Oh, you didn't need to see No Way Out."
I love Fred Thompson. I know, I know he passed away a couple years ago, but he's a good character actor.
Sure about that?
What do you mean?
Fred Thompson passed away?
Yeah, he's
I just want to make sure.
No, he definitely, because I was a Fred Thompson fan. He's a former. I think he was a former. Former politician. Anyway,
NFL has no plans for bubble concept.
Nope. So reacting to the MLB, the Phillies, Marlins.
Everybody's probably NFL. You need to get in the bubble. You need to get in the bubble.
Yep.
No, they're not going in a bubble.
Coming up next, Giglio. Giglio thought he was going to be doing a leading off tonight, and then handing it off to the Phillies. Now you got 4 hours, homeboy.
Giglio. Well, he probably likes that.
He does. Oh, sure he does. All right, Julio's coming up next. We're back tomorrow. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.